Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Love having Adam Schefter on the show, especially when there is big NFL news like we have been discussing this morning. Adam, what was your reaction to the report that Bill Belichick will not be a first ballot Hall of Famer this year?
It's embarrassing for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It speaks to the self-importance of the voters who basically put their own personal grudges and feelings ahead of what's reality. How could you deny entry to arguably the greatest coach in NFL history, who has eight Super Bowls on his ledger, who has won as many games as he has, who is as much a part of football as you're going to say, oh, Deflategate and Spygate? Give me a break. Like, we're going to keep him out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Obviously, that entered into it, as did the feelings of certain voters who just didn't like Bill, and allowed that to be a part of their thinking and voting process. And again, I've seen how voters use the weight of that position to get access to interviews and people. I've seen that. And they love to identify themselves as Hall of Fame voters. So if we love to have the benefits of being a Hall of Fame voter, then we should be man enough to own up to who we voted for and own and take accountability for the people that cast the no votes to keep out one of the greatest people in football history from this process, putting a stain on the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Me,
you're saying easy solution here is just make it public. You should have to say who you voted for after the fact.
Wait, you're man enough, self-important enough to cast that no vote because you don't think, who are you? I want to know who did it.
Adam, do you think this will and should affect Brady? Because I think most people look at Belichick as Spygate, and I think most people look at Brady as Deflategate.
I was asked already about this morning, and I could say this to you, Chewy. If Tom Brady isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, they should just shut the Hall of Fame down right now.
I agree.
So, I mean, you want to lump Belichick and this, I believe, like, do those two scandals, Spygate to Deflategate, did they influence and impact this? I would guess yes, probably to some degree, but I also believe people's personal feelings also impacted and affected this as much as that. People didn't like how Bill Belichick treated the media. They didn't like how he handled himself. They don't like what's gone on after he left North Carolina. They allowed personal feelings to stand in the way of what should be fair, reasonable, and understandable. And if Tom Brady isn't given first entry, then there should be a rule that nobody ever is allowed first entry with Belichick and Brady not getting it.
Our conversation is with Adam Schefter on Jen Gabajewi, brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams, help people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Make sure you get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Shifting to the Packers, because we have here, Shefty, there have been some conflicting reports whether or not the demand that Jonathan Gannon was in, a report out there saying that the Harbaughs may have been interested in talking to him. One report saying, well, John wasn't really interested. What did you know about Jonathan Gannon and his demand on the open market as a defensive coordinator before the Packers signed him on Sunday?
Well, he was talking to the Dallas Cowboys, who hired Christian Parker, and he was talking to the Green Bay Packers. I think the Giants wanted Denard Wilson. I think that was their guy. And, you know, there were opportunities for Jonathan Gannon. I think there would have been more opportunities for Jonathan Gannon, more. Okay? So, Green Bay got, I think, was a great hire. I mean, I think the guy shouldn't have been fired from Arizona. So I'm not telling he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, we understand there's a spectrum here. Okay, we're gonna place everybody in Canton.
Well, I mean, if it comes up someday, his shot's explosive, shoom 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 shoom, like that could cost him.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. Josh, you got that audio back there? Because Joshy has been playing this since they announced that Jonathan Gannon is going to be the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. I want you to listen to the drop that Joshy's been playing, and then you tell me if this is fair or foul.
Shoom 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 shoom. Shots, explosives.
That is Jonathan Gannon meeting with one of his players in Arizona. Josh has been playing it nonstop here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy since
months.
We can
show him the video.
Do you want to see the video, Adam? We'll throw it up on the stream.
Hey! What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Shots. Explosives.
Now, is that fair or foul that Josh keeps playing that video of Jonathan Gannon?
Foul. Come on, Josh. We're going to have to take Josh off the band. I got to in the morning. Josh is no longer a first ballot Hall of
Famer. Oh! Jeez! Oh, yikes!
All your success, all your accomplishments.
We were going so good.
We let you sit at the big boy table, and all of a sudden, demoted. Shoom, shoom!
Last season reputations are ruined with simple decisions. Shroom, shroom, shroom!
Adam, just one more question on the Belichick thing. Is there anything Goodell could do about this? Oh, and if not, should he release a statement?
I saw the Hall of Fame statement. What a ridiculous statement that was. Oh, my goodness. What a ridiculous statement. Do you see it?
I didn't.
I'm in on the voting until after it's done. Okay. Well, everybody else is, but you can be the last to comment on this, you know, a week from now once you announce the actual vote. It's not a Roger Goodell issue. It's a Pro Football Hall of Fame issue. So, and I don't know what you want Roger Goodell to do. Like, he's got enough on his plate. His job isn't to oversee the Pro Football. They have their own people. They have their own board. Like,
who funds
his job?
Who funds it, Adam? Does the Hall of Fame fund itself, or does the NFL fund it?
I think the Pro Football Hall of Fame gets a little bit of help from the NFL at various points, I think, but I don't know the financials of how it works, to be honest.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more, smart18.org. Start building your future today. The other part about Rob Domofsky's report after the Packers had hired Jonathan Gannon is that Matt LaFleur was working through other potential changes on his staff. Have you heard anything about what those changes might be, Adam?
I've not heard anything about that. I've been living in a head coach universe.
Were there a lot of head coaches being hired in this cycle? Is that 10's a lot?
Still going.
Been a little busy. Been a little busy. Go ahead, Adam.
On Sunday, I believe it was Sunday, January 4th or 5th. The 4th, I think, the Falcons fired Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. That was 3.5 weeks ago. It feels like it's just been a continuous sprint since then. Like, every day is something else. Every single day. And, you know, that's the way the football likes it.
Adam, before we let you go, there's been talk about Jim Leonard now being a front runner for I think it's the defensive coordinator job with the Buffalo Bills. What are you hearing about that? You think he gets that gig? Obviously, there was talk about him and Matt LaFleur having mutual interest in working together. That was prior to the Jonathan Gannon hire. People here in Wisconsin, big fans of Jimmy Leonard. Do you think he's the next DC in Buffalo?
Well, Jen, they have to go through a process. They have to interview a number of candidates. There are rules and procedures. In the end, will I be surprised if Jim Leonard is the new Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator? No, I will not. It's not a done deal. But as I said yesterday when I put out the news, I said he is a leading candidate for that job. And I still believe that to be the case.
Oh, that's a distinction. We'll not the leading candidate, but a leading candidate.
Correct. That was how I reported it yesterday. He is a leading candidate. But you can see why in the end he could wind up being the guy and getting the job. They're not there yet. He's not there yet. But it won't surprise me if that's the guy that they wind up on in the end. And we'll see how their interview process for the defensive coordinator position in Buffalo goes.
Well, quickly, Adam, what about Mike McCarthy, now the new head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Obviously, Big Mike has a certain affinity here after winning a championship for the Packers. But, I mean, being the head coach for the Packers, Cowboys, and Steelers in a career is unbelievable. But now he also gets to go home. But also, he's a little bit of a different hire than what the Steelers typically do. They just draft, you know, they throw a defensive-minded young guy in there, let him coach for 20 years and move on. That's obviously not the plan with Mike, as he's 62.
And that is, to date, he instantly, from the day he's hired, becomes the oldest head coach that the Pittsburgh Steelers ever have had. They've never had a 62-year-old head coach, ever. Wow. And yes, they've typically young defense, special teams, whatever it may be. He has broken the mold of what they've hired in the past. But I will say this. I don't know if anybody got to see it yesterday, but his press conference and where he went up and talked about the meaning of Pittsburgh. Honestly, you should play it on air for 2 minutes because it's worthwhile to see the emotion that he felt in coming home, going home to Pittsburgh, where he grew up. You could see how much it meant to him. It was hard not to watch that and not feel really happy for him and his family, that he gets a chance to coach the franchise that he grew up rooting for.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Boop, 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 boom.
Shoom, 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 shoom.
Shots. Explosives.
The fact that we now have an Adam Schefter doing the shoom, shoom, shoom.
There's a drop.
That's Hall of Fame worthy.
Shoom, 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 shoom.
First ballot.
Shots. Explosives.
I wasn't lying when I said Josh has been playing the hell out of that drop. He certainly has. He's Adam Schefter. Of course, you can follow him on social media and see all of his work on ESPN and ESPN.com. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
Our conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.